It's only 3 hours since the initial quake struck. Information is starting to seep in. The local authorities and the local media are reporting a vast array of numbers that at this point we just simply can't confirm, including a number of deaths, how many fires there are, and there are reports of injuries across the country. But at this point, trying to confirm that information, trying to get and really understand what's happening up north has been extraordinarily difficult. I can tell you that we are still feeling aftershocks here in Tokyo, that they are certainly nothing like that first one we felt, the first quake we felt 3 hours ago, and they have seemed to lessen in strength as the day progresses. But the aftershocks are continuing. Here in Tokyo, the rail line does not appear to be back up yet. As we last checked, people are still kind of walking around in the streets. It's a bit of an extraordinary sight if you go by any of these parks. The parks are simply filled with people who are standing around trying to figure out what they're going to do next. So it's really been a bit of an unusual day in Tokyo as people try to sort of gather their thoughts and try to remain calm and try to respond in a calm manner. We want to make clear the situation in Tokyo is vastly different than what's happening up north. Up north is the impact of the tsunami. It is the immediate emergency, trying to rescue people out of that region, trying to collect the lives there, trying to make sure that people are okay and try to respond to that initial emergency. Here in Tokyo, because we have such a dense population base, you have 13 million people here in this city, and if you don't have effective public transit, you really are going to have a serious problem. But people, for the most part, are behaving very calmly. A lot of the buildings have been evacuated. We're the only people left in this particular building. And at this point, it's the evening commute home, but there's no easy way to get home now.
Yeah, and Kyung La, you mentioned something earlier that when the rail line stops, that's when people, certainly in Tokyo, know that this is a serious situation because they are used to earthquakes all of the time. But once the railways stop, that's a different story, isn't it?
Once the railways stop and then they announce that they will be shut down for a while, that is extraordinary.